I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 2020 is barely underway, and at least two violent deaths have resulted from overcrowded refugee camps in Greece. Officials expect more unrest this week on the Greek island of Lesbos. New arrivals spiked 50% last year, with 8 out of 10 people coming to Greece through the Aegean Islands. Just a few days ago, officials reopened the migration office and promised to speed up deportations. Bill Passons with AMG International says their ministry comes alongside refugees in mainland Greece.
We continue to see God work amongst the ministry there. One of the great testimonies that we've had with the refugees is that we now get contact back from many refugees who've moved on to other places, other countries within Europe, and they're taking the gospel with them and having the opportunity to share.
And despite tension in the Holy Land, Bethlehem Bible College in Palestine is working toward peace. So what can we do to support peace in the Holy Land? Professor Munter Ishak says we should empower the Palestinian people, especially Palestinian Christians.
Please continue to empower and sustain our Christian presence in this land. We are right now, if you look at the demography in terms of faiths and religion, we are a very small minority. In terms of Christians in Palestine, our numbers have declined, and that should be a concern for Christians worldwide.
Would you pray for peace in the Holy Land? Ishak asks that we seek out specific prayer needs from local churches in Palestine and pray for both sides of the conflict. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.